of our church, I would say, is that we would be glorifying God as we grow in relationship with one another and reach our community for Jesus. So that's not necessarily our church's statement. I'm just saying that as kind of a summary of what the goal of doing those events are. And the second really important thing about the events that you're looking at on that card is that that goal cannot be reached by those events without you. And those events essentially won't happen, at least the way that we want them to, without you. So, what we're going to do over the next month is, as a church, like we did this morning, we're going to go to prayer a lot more. And I want to encourage all of you to go to prayer. Because what we're going to do in the month of January is lead up to that first big event, which is January 26th, at the end of January. Two things are happening on that day. It's our normal Sunday service, but in our Sunday service, we're going to have a welcome of new members, and then we're going to follow our lunchtime that day with a family meeting, and that will be for all the members who are either already a member here at the church or who have become members on that day. So two things. If you're not a member, you need to be praying to see if the Lord would have you commit and be a member here at our church. It's not just about having your name on a list. We want you to own this church as your home. We want you to own us as your leadership team. We want you to own one another as brothers and sisters in the Lord. So pray about that. We have applications on our resource table, as well as we're going to have this application available to download on our website. They're not up today, but probably in the next couple of days. Then if you already are a member, then still pray. We're praying about how God might use each one of our gifts to serve this body and reach this community. That's what it's going to be all about. And when we get to that day, when we welcome our new members, whoever they might be, and then all of us members meet after lunch for that family meeting, we're going to spend that meeting giving you highlights of what's going on in our church. Every Sunday, we function. Children's ministry happens, coffee gets set up, the communion tables are set up. All of those things have been happening for almost a year now, and they happen because people do those jobs. But right now, there's probably one person doing each one of those jobs, and what we want to do is we want to create a rotation so that everyone's serving, and you're taking part in using your gifts to serve this church and reach the community. That's our goal, right? So be praying about how God might use you. We're going to highlight different ministries that are available on that day, but I want you to, between now and then, really have an idea. I really like to play guitar, and I'm much better than Patrick. So I think that, no, I'm kidding. But if you play guitar, I want to know about that. If you play piano, I want to know about that. If you would love to set up chairs, if you're just, you know, a strong person, guy or girl, then let us know about that. We want you to be a part of those things. And then eventually, as we're doing things together, we're going to see that those gifts translate into other things, like reaching out, getting into this community, serving an elderly home down the street, or doing evangelism at the local mall. We want to be shining for Jesus, and I think that we need to do that by all of us really owning this as our family. So that's January 26th. The following week, we will celebrate 1 year of being Redemption Church Foothills. So that's going to be our normal Sunday service, but within that service, we're going to have testimony time, we're going to do praise, we're going to do prayer, and we're going to look back over the year and say, this is what God has done, and we're excited because as he's been faithful to bring us to this point, now we're going to watch him take us on into this coming year. So that's going to be our celebration service. And a part of that celebration is going to be a baptism. So here's another thing that you need to be thinking about, praying about. There's already some of you who are interested in being baptized. On that Sunday, February 2nd, we're going to have a baptism directly following the service. We're going to walk out of this room, right into the warehouse, and dunk some people for the glory of Jesus because they want to proclaim that they're washed in the blood of Christ. So if you haven't been baptized, will you pray about that? It's such an important part of our lives. Nothing magical happens when you get into the water, but what we do when we go and we say to everyone in our church or anyone who has an ear to hear us, I am saved by the blood of Jesus, by his grace alone, and I want to let that be known. So if you haven't been baptized, pray about that. If you have, if you decide that you want to be baptized, you want to talk to one of our leaders, Roger Behramian. Roger, can you raise your hand? That's the guy that you want to talk to. Or you can talk to any of us leaders, and we'll get you over to him. But he can give you information about preparing for baptism. And then back to the goal of what we're doing, glorifying God by building relationships with one another and reaching this community for Jesus. Our first event of this month that's on your list there is Dinners for Eight. And that basically means about six or seven, I don't know, five or six of us are going to open up our homes, and we're going to have people from our church come and have dinner with us. We had so much fun last time. If you didn't get a chance to do it, you got to make sure that you can do it. It's a great way. We're going to shake it up. You're going to meet new people. But Dinners for Eight is happening in 2 weeks, so we kind of got to get on it. So make sure you take that date, talk with your spouse, talk to your family, figure out if that date's going to work for you. And we have a sign-up sheet at the back there at the table. We'd love if you know today that you can do Dinners for Eight. Like, I want to be a part of that. I want to go have dinner at some stranger's house that I don't know and get to know them for the glory of Jesus. Then sign up today. We'll get your name, your email, your phone number, and let us know on that sheet. It has a little spot there for whether or not you'd be willing to host, have the dinner in your home. Okay, so that's the first event. But just like I said, our goal, glorify God through building relationships with one another. And as we do that, and as we get excited about what God is doing here in our church, we will begin to shine and be seen by the community around us so that others might be interested in knowing this joy that we have and what he's doing in our lives. Amen? Okay, I want to have you guys on board for that. So Dinners for Eight is in a couple of weeks. Sign up today. The Spanish-English thing, we've got a task ahead of us. I sang more Spanish this week than ever in my life. But I loved it because I thought, man, even though I don't understand what I'm saying, God knows what I'm saying, and that's the important thing. So thank you for jumping on that. Those of you who are bilingual, I really need your help to embrace speaking in Spanish amidst your English-speaking friends and family, because that will help us and encourage us who only speak one language to go and try, okay? But like we did earlier, I'd like to pray. I want you to pray about a few things. If when I talked about baptism, you said, I need to do that, will you pray about that? If you're not a member here and you desire to be a member here, will you start to pray about that right now? And then the third thing is for all of us, just pray. Seek the Lord, just in a time of silence here. Where might God use me in this church and in this community? I have these gifts, God. There might be things that I could do that I don't even know about. Will you lead me, God, to know what those things are and help me to be plugged in, to be a part of Redemption Church Foothills, and to serve you, your body, this community, all for your glory? So I'm just going to give you a couple of minutes. Will you bow your heads, close your eyes? Let's seek the Lord, ask God to lead you in those things, and then I'll close it in prayer.